and they followed that thing from here, from Enterprise to Donaldsonville on a car, but they had to run real slow to stay behind that hearse because it was full of horses.
On a wagon or a buggy a long time ago, you had something that the traces were hooked up to. What would you call that?
Swing tree.
And you had something, if you had two horses, you had...
Breast jewels.
And sometimes, I guess, if you had two swingle trees, you'd have a... What would you call that?
Well, that would be a... if you had two swingle trees, that would be a double. It's old, what it would be. It would be a two-horse wagon or a serie one, double serie. Mm-hmm. You had to have two horses to pull them. Mm-hmm. Well, they had breast yokes, you see. They held it back with their necks with a breast yoke on. They had to hold a two-horse wagon back with the breast yokes. Mm-hmm. They had breast chains that went through that breast yoke there. Mm-hmm. And if it was a one-horse wagon, these little log drays like me and you were talking about yesterday, they had ditching on them. They fit right behind the hips here, and they sit down on it to hold it back. You see, all these mules and horses, they were trained all that. They knew what it was all about. Mm-hmm. And if a wagon would run up on one of them, he knew how to hold it back. Mm-hmm. He could either hold it back with his neck if it was a breast yoke. He held it back with his neck with a britching. Mm-hmm. He held it back with his britching. But he held it back, he sat down on it and helped to hold it back if it was britching, and if it was a breast yoke, he held it back with his neck.
Mm-hmm. What did you call all this stuff that was around the horse's mouth here?
Bridle and bits.
And these things?
Oh, that is blinds. So he couldn't see what... You see, a lot of times one would throw you down, see, you'd be standing up here in the wagon doing something or other, you know. Mm-hmm. And you whirl around right quick, or was to kind of get over balance and make the wrong move. Mm-hmm. That mule or horse see you. Mm-hmm. He'd think you was fixing to do something to him, he'd jerk and jump and throw you out. Mm-hmm. Well, that blind was to keep him from knowing what was going on behind. That they called that a blind bridle. Uh-huh. And then there was an open bridle. You see, they used open bridles to ride horses with. But I know what you're talking about these things. That was his blind. They called that a blind bridle. Uh-huh. He didn't know anything about what was going on back there.
Oh, what kinds of different kinds of wagons and buggies would you have?
Well, now, wagons have played out. We used to have buggies, serries, and then they'd have one-horse wagons, and then they'd just have, a buggy. Naturally, you pull that one horse. But now, doctors that had to be traveling all the time and couldn't let the horses stop. Now, you see, now you take a mule and buggy. Mm-hmm. A loaded wagon, one horse or a two horse, that mule had to walk when he hit them sand beds. We used to have a lot of sand beds before the roads were graded. Mm-hmm. And they called it a pole. We call it tongue. If it's on the wagon, it was a wagon tongue, but if it's on the buggy, it was called a pole. Mm-hmm. You hitch two horses to that so they could trot all the time. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't ever have to be stopping and walking. Mm-hmm. Because, see, they had that extra horse there to take care of that sand bed. Mm-hmm.